بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed the hadith of Salman Farsi رضي الله عنه, wherein Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام in great detail had extolled the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And thereafter, in the very same hadith, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام went on to divide the month of Ramadan into three very distinct portions and parts. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that the first 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan are the days of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. The middle 10 days are the days of the forgiveness, the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. And the last 10 days are the days wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees and emancipates people from the fire of Jahannam. As we are all aware, we are currently going through the first 10 days, the days of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned before also, for us to have yaqeen and conviction, that right now in the airwaves, the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full force. For us to tune our hearts, tune our minds, to pick up the correct frequency. For us to allow ourselves to become the recipients of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And generally, when we speak about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a very abstract concept. Generally, we think about kindness, compassion, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely, rahmat and mercy does encompass these meanings. But for us to fully understand and appreciate, when a person becomes the recipient of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hakim al-Ummah, Murana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahimahullah, has mentioned that a person will become the recipient of four benefits. Four benefits when a person gets drenched in the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, he would say, is Allah will grant this person tawfiq al-ta'a. Allah will grant him the divine ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Allah will make it easy for this person to obey him. And we know in the month of Ramadan what an effort is made for us to increase our a'mal, our good deeds, our Quran tilawat. Yesterday Murana mentioned also for us to abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person becomes the recipient of the mercy of Allah, Allah will now pave the way and facilitate this for him. It will become extremely easy for this person to now obey and carry out good deeds. So the first benefit, tawfiq al-ta'a. Then secondly, he would say, and perhaps that which is at the forefront of the minds of each and every person, Allah will grant him faragh ma'ishat. Allah will grant him prosperity in abundance. Allah will open rizq and rosy for this person. We know what a struggle it is in today's time. A person is working hard, he's toiling, he's making an effort just to put food on the table, to make ends meet, and still it's a daily struggle. A person comes to the end of the month and he's looking at his bills. The bills are piling up. Already his salary has been depleted. Now that he has become the recipient of the mercy of Allah, Allah will open his doors of rizq and sustenance. Perhaps the person will not get more, but Allah will grant him barakat. Allah will grant him blessings. The little that he earns will now take him a long way. So this is the second benefit. And then the greatest benefit of a person becoming the recipient of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him maghfirat bila hisab. Allah will forgive a person without taking his account. A lengthy hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, where she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam regarding hisab and accountability. There's no time to go into the details. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about pul sirat and how people will be made to cross this bridge over the fire of Jahannam, etc. We understand hisab and accountability is a very frightening scene. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person's sins, completely wipe it out for him. He will not have to give account for his evil deeds that he did in this world. Allah will make his complete maghfirat. Why? Because he has now become a recipient of the mercy of Allah. And finally, the pinnacle or the culmination of all of this, Allah will grant him dukhul jannat. Allah will grant him admission and entry into the gardens of jannat. This, my dear brothers, ulama explain, all of these benefits is contained within one drop of the mercy of Allah. We can imagine now in the first 10 days of Ramadan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to drench us to cause His mercy to fall upon us in torrents. That a person becomes soaked in the mercy of Allah, and various du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just one du'a for us to take note of, for us to become conscious of when we enter the masjid. We all learnt it in maktab. We have heard the du'a many times before. The correct method of making this du'a, ulama explain, before entering the masjid proper, a person is in the sehen area, before coming into the masjid, first to read Bismillah. Bismillah, thereafter Durood Sharif. Bismillah, wassalamu ala rasulillah. And then the famous du'a that we know, Allahumma ftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. Just think of the benefits that we had mentioned now. Tawfiq al-ta'a, faragh ma'isha, maghfirat bila hisab, dukhul jannat. Just by reading this one dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us all these benefits and much more than that. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.